Today was the last day of campaigning in the Palestinian Authority presidential race. Candidates focused on East Jerusalem, or tried to. Frontrunner Mahmoud Abbas canceled an appearance there, rather than appear with a heavy Israeli security detail. His leading challenger was briefly arrested in the city. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the day in East Jerusalem.
In an East Jerusalem hotel today, Dr. Mustafa Barghouti sounded like a classic challenger one minute and like a pro-democracy revolutionary the next. "Don't believe the polls," he said. "He's running closer to Mahmoud Abbas than people think. He expects to win. But whatever happens on Sunday, it will show the world that Palestinians are ready to embrace democracy."
Maybe these are the first real democratic elections in the whole of the Arab world where a democratic opposition movement is challenging the top person in the existing authority. This is a great change. And I feel very proud to be the leader of this trend.
As he left, Barghouti announced he would be praying later in Jerusalem's Old City.
"You can follow me. You are most welcome. I wish you would join us and see what will happen."
When he arrived at a gate in the wall at the Old City near the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a shrine area held sacred by both Muslims and Jews, Israeli police detained him for 2 hours. The police said Barghouti was violating an agreement not to campaign at the sensitive holy site. Aides said Barghouti was unaware of any such agreement. At the city's Jaffa Gate, Israel has set up a temporary post office building where Palestinians expect to vote on Sunday, some of them at least. Israel estimates a maximum of about 6,000 residents will be able to vote in 5 East Jerusalem post offices, but tens of thousands more will need to travel outside the city to cast ballots. A 21-year-old Palestinian who didn't give his name gazes at the bright red polling place and says he won't be voting Sunday. "These elections are nonsense," he says. "It's all a big act. There's no democracy in this country." Rumors are circulating that those who do vote may encounter future problems with their Jerusalem ID cards, which make them eligible for certain benefits. Israel has assured Palestinian leaders that there will be no confiscated cards, but the rumors continue to fly. Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi said the voting system itself, at post offices, seems intended to suggest that East Jerusalem has nothing to do with the West Bank.
"Creating the impression that the Palestinians here are visitors in Israel who are mailing the absentee ballot to Palestine rather than Palestinians who are legitimately living in Jerusalem in an occupied city."
Some members of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government opposed allowing East Jerusalemites to vote in this city that Israel claims full sovereignty over. But the government says it's standing by its pledge to facilitate the balloting, permitting the same system used in 1996 when Yasser Arafat was overwhelmingly elected. On this Eastern Orthodox Christmas Day, the Old City's narrow stone alleyways are clogged with Christian worshippers, Jewish Israelis preparing for their Sabbath, and Muslims returning from Friday prayers. Many pass by Osha Muna's souvenir store, arrayed with the symbols of all three faiths. Muna says he understands why some people are reluctant to vote. There's so much mistrust in the air, and no guarantee things will get better anytime soon. But he believes there are many like him who see this vote as a fundamental obligation.
"But this is one of my rights, and I'm going to do it. I will take my wife as well, I will take my family, because this is one of our rights. We have to fight for it. This is a way to fight the occupation as well."
A host of international observers will be on hand Sunday morning to see how many Palestinians share Muna's enthusiasm for the voting booth. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.